Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's called a talk radio review. Hey, that was clever, ladies, of me to come up with that, the roundup of our thoughts. The ladies here among us, Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Doug here with the charts for this week, the week of Thanksgiving. And as you can imagine, wowie zowie, Thanksgiving is number 10 on the list. So, Jennifer Horn is here to tell us how she single-handedly prepared food for 140 people on Thanksgiving.
That would be fake news, and I don't have credit fake news. Yeah. But I did do almost all the preparations myself this year, which is not unusual. I've done it before. Mm-hmm. But then usually I have help, like, with the cleanup afterwards. I was like, people, this is not how it works. Don't you know one cooks and then everybody else helps to clean? But it was lovely. We had a lovely Thanksgiving. And your friend, it was not only my family, but your friend Fred Dreyer was there. And Larry Elder.
He's always around for a mooching meal.
He actually had such a great time.
He's a good guy. I like the guy. He's fun.
We had about 15, 16 people. It was a nice group.
Whenever, and I don't mean name dropping, because I was at your house last Saturday night for your father's birthday, and it's probably the same crew pretty much that hangs around for Thanksgiving. Fewer of them. Yeah, right. But still, the tone of conversation is about the same, and the amount of food. There's always plenty of food. And that's what Thanksgiving is all about, isn't it, in a manner of speaking? To have the food, enjoy the food, understand where it comes from, understand why you should be appreciative. It should be national holiday for farmers, frankly, because my focus on Thanksgiving.
It's funny. I was talking about that on my local show this week, about especially when it comes to... Yes, obviously the produce and stuff, but we think about turkey this time of year, right? And you hear about the hardships that have been happening with the turkey farmers. Apparently there was some avian flu outbreak that we didn't hear much about.
There was. Well, you weren't listening to this program because we talked a lot about it.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do here, is talk about things like that that affect your lives. And if you found the either price or the lack of turkeys to be a factor in your Thanksgiving, that was the real deal. That was the real story. And still, Jennifer, if the farmers that grew the turkeys realized on average about, what was it we said, Jay, 6 cents a pound or something, even though it was almost $2 a pound, the farmers get
screwed. They make nothing from it.
Yeah, right. So why even grow them? Is the question, well, and then that brings us.
They were saying the fuel costs and the labor costs were also up. So it wasn't just the what we might call like a natural thing with the avian flu, but it was also all those extra things that it costs just to spend more for feed and to move stuff. And it's like those are the things we don't think about. We just go, why is turkey so dang expensive? And you know, why can't I get what I want? And we should be paying more attention to the people who are doing that.
Absolutely. Here's something that somewhat of a Thanksgiving miracle that certainly belongs in our conversation about Thanksgiving this year. The four-year-old who was in Denver in the hospital, he had RSV, which is something that we haven't really talked a lot about, respiratory syncytial virus.
It's something right now.
It is, especially out there down in Florida. This four-year-old was in the hospital for 24 days with this thing. And not unlike what the circumstance is, about 1,000 people in Denver have had this problem and have been hospitalized. It's kind of like going back to some of the pandemic era in terms of numbers who are in hospitals. So This is a youngster.
Especially in the pediatric ward.
Yeah.
This little girl's name is Maddo, and RSV isn't anything new. It seems like it's getting a lot of attention more often now. But yeah, it is getting a lot more attention this time, and maybe because everybody's immune system is a little bit more shot from not going out and about for a year or 2 years even.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this little girl, her parents were even saying that she's so super active, and all of a sudden she had a difficult time even staying awake.
Yeah.
It got really bad.
On life support for 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be traumatic. On a family not knowing.
Strong little fighter.
Yep. So, Meadow Maples is her name. No relation to Marla, probably, but at any rate.
So cute, though, Meadow. I don't know, that's a very cute name.
Meadow Maples.
It's really pretty.
Yeah. I was like, when Megan, my daughter, sends me notes now, it's from the three M's because her husband's name is Matthew and their son's name is Miles. So they're the three M's.
Triple M's,
and, yeah.
Yeah,
triple M's. And so anyway, her father, Jameson, is now wanting to help other parents be aware of what happens when you get this respiratory problem. You got a runny nose, you're coughing, you have difficulty breathing, there's a fever that goes with it, and you're very fatigued. So if you have that problem or you have somebody around you, child, grandchild, you need to have them checked out.
And I think what makes it a little scary is that they can take a turn really fast with this.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin, we were talking at Thanksgiving. She's got two little ones that are 2 and 4, because mostly this is a little kid thing. And
yes, it is.
She was saying what the schools all warn them about is that they want to get them checked right away with this stuff, because most kids are going to be fine. Most kids, it's going to be just the symptoms, and they're going to get through it. But then there's the other kids that take a turn. So they always say it's important to go get them checked and check their oxygen and all that stuff. So it's man, it's hard to be a parent.
Yep, it is. It's good, rewarding, but a lot of things need to be attended to. All right, so I sort of combined number 10 and number 8 there. Number 7 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine is a focus on crime. And I think the thing that I find of all of the stories this week, this Walmart shooter, there was a kill list that was found in a trash can outside of his home. And I look at this. I think I said something before. I'd actually seen a picture. Young white man. Well, this is a black kid.
Yeah, he's not a white guy.
No, it's not a white guy. This is a Virginia Walmart. So how did you talk about this? You mentioned doing mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, so sometimes a local show doesn't really, or if I were the program director, I'd tell you not to focus on things.
Yeah.
If it's a local show, then you talk about local issues, local happenings, local events, and not, this is trouble with, I'm off on a rant now for a moment, forgive me, but with all this local news stuff, all these stations are going, oh, more local news. It isn't local news. It's all a bunch of crap from what's going on around the country and the world because they're either too lazy or they can't find anything going on. I mean, there's only so much going on, so much that you can talk about, so let's talk about stuff that isn't local. And so, anyway, I
don't have that problem in Los Angeles. I mean,
no.
You can literally fill
no.
an entire program with all the stuff going on in Los Angeles. But we do a mix, and kind of the way that I break it up, we have 4 segments an hour. So we have the top and the bottom of the hour. So 0, a 15, a 30, and a 45, basically. And so I always try to do the biggest local stuff at the top and the bottom, and then at the 15 and the 45, that's when we put in, because there is a really big interest on political talk radio for the national politics. So we do that. When there's a shooting like this, it's not wall-to-wall coverage, unless it's in California.
Yeah,
spent more time with those kids who were mowed down by that guy that nobody on the national level really picked up when he ran over 25 young people who were trying to get into law enforcement. That wasn't even picked up nationally, but we spent more time on that.
Yeah.
But with a story like this, I think it's important for all of us to talk about motivations. I think what's a disgrace is that the media and our elected politicians try to assign a narrative to shootings, that if those shootings don't fit that narrative, then they move on. For instance, the shooter at the gay nightclub, they wanted that guy to be a Trump supporter. They wanted him to be a MAGA hat wearing guy. And when he wasn't, now people aren't really talking about it the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
I think the story in Virginia is going to go away, because I think you're going to find out that maybe there was something gang related or something going on in that store that was probably not, again, fitting the narrative that the media likes. And it's stupid because we should be focusing on each one of these shootings. Where did we go wrong? Where did our system fail? How does this happen? And it's like, oh, we only want to talk about the ones that we can link to someone we don't like. And it's nonsense. I don't know if you heard some of the witnesses in the store, but I mean, it was almost like there was a lack of regard for the for life from this one guy who was like, wow, he just started dumping on us. I crawled out of the room and I was just trying to get my snacks. I just wanted to get my snacks. So I don't know what was going on, what the focus was.
Yeah, in Colorado Springs, the suspect's name is Anderson Lee Aldrich. And apparently his father thought that his son was dead.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. This case, this guy, not to make any excuses for anybody, because criminal behavior, criminals, and he's a murderer, he needs to be held to the highest account.
Right.
But if you really dig into what was going on in this kid's life, first of all, you have his parents who have failed him, and then the system failed all of us. His mother, I guess he was raised mostly by his maternal grandmother. Mm-hmm. He changed his name because he wanted separation from his father. His father was a porn star and an MMA fighter. Mm-hmm. His mother was, I guess, in and out of trouble with the law. She was picked up for arson, but then they moved the charge down to criminal.
How does anybody have a chance when you come out of the loins of people like that?
And then you find out he was bullied, that there was some community of people on YouTube calling him a gay Asian. And this is not, look, people deal with hard stuff their whole life, and don't do this kind of stuff. But then he makes criminal threats against his mother, and the DA in Colorado drops the case against him, even though his whole town was evacuated because they thought he was making a bomb. Had this DA actually prosecuted him for those charges, he wouldn't have been able to get a gun because, oh, we actually have rules in place that work. It's just nobody ever wants to use them. The red flag law would have been hit, but the DA didn't prosecute or didn't even try. So that's just failure on failure. It's frustrating.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the 30-year-old man who was killed, the Oklahoma sheriff's deputy, excuse me, who was wounded during the shooting on Thanksgiving in Oklahoma, up in the northwest corner of the state. So there's this stuff going on. Even though there's a holiday and we'd like a rest from this sort of thing, it seems that we don't have rest from it. So number seven, number six, both on the story list here, sort of combined for your consideration. Coming up in a moment or two, some comments from social media about the issues of the week. It's 18 after the hour.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken. That's what you've seen. That's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein. And that's what revs up your metabolism naturally. So you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at 1-833 TOP LOFT. The Top Radio Countdown.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now here on the review, the weekly review that we have, Talk Radio Roundup. Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles, and late of the DJV program and the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and Jay Kirshner, who is in wholeheartedly in these discussions every day that we have about what's going on in the world. I'm really surprised in looking at the comments from social media. Most of the questions and answers are about Black Friday and Donald Trump. How come nobody is writing or talking about Todd and Julie Crisley being convicted? They're going to go to jail in the same cell? Will they be in the same cell?
They'll probably, I would imagine what they've done for a lot of other married celebrities is one person serves their time and then the other person serves their time. Although there are different reports that Savannah Crisley is going to be taking over custody of her younger brother and then her niece, who the Crisleys have custody over. So it's going to be interesting.
Tax evasion.
Can I ask
a bank
question?
Fraud.
Jay, you can tell me. What are these people, how are they famous? I mean, I know they have a reality show, but what's their
story? Yeah, it's one of those things that they're kind of in the camp of famous for being famous. I think it was a realtor, and people just thought they were funny and were like, hey, you should have a TV show, and they pitched it or something.
I don't see anything funny about him. I watched that a little while. He looks like he's a complete dud, and I don't know what her appeal is. Anyway, all right, just a quickie. Let's get to the question about Black Friday shopping. What are people saying about the pursuits on Black Friday?
Yeah, are you doing it or not? John Ackerman says, usually I avoid retail on Black Friday, but my coffee maker died, and I don't want to wait until Saturday to replace it. So watch out, crowds. Here I come.
Great. All right. What else?
Daniel Erskine says, I've already done my cyber shopping, at least most of it. Terry Seavey says, shop on small business on Saturday, which, hey.
Yeah, right. Hello. Yes. Right.
And Susan Nelson says, no way, with a whole bunch of O's and Y's.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, not these days, all the craziness of people.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's always un-American in my mind to go shopping or buy things. I know, Jennifer, you become an un-American because you do a lot of your stuff before Thanksgiving. It just seems to take, look at me. Am I a good example? No, because I don't shop whether it's online or in the store.
I've been trying to get it. My mom's having a surgery on the 5th, and so I've been trying to get all of my stuff done for the holidays before, which has been a crunch. So I'm going to actually try to wrap and stuff this weekend and see where I am.
Nah.
Usually I'm so organized. I'm putting everything on the list, and now I've been picking things up willy-nilly. But I miss shopping in the store, actually.
There you go. Well, all right, next question.
So much stress when you get a head start on all of this, because it is like a whiplash from Thanksgiving to Christmas. Hanukkah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, should he be banned? Why is he back on Twitter, et cetera? What are people saying there?
Yeah, and should other people who were banned, should they come back? Donald Trump has been permitted to be back on Twitter. He still has yet to tweet. He has said he has no real interest, so it'll be interesting to see if he does do anything when he starts really with that push for his run for presidency. Mel Dixon says, I'm only on Facebook, so I personally don't care. That was a lot of lot of the commentary.
I'm with that, yeah.
Diana Julian says, I thought Trump said he didn't want to go back on Twitter. He said he's got a good thing going with his Truth Social or whatever.
Okay.
We have Corinne Neal who says, let people tweet what they want, how they want, and if it's anything that doesn't follow Twitter's guidelines, then there should be some kind of warning attached to the tweet. They're already doing something like that for some of the tweets anyway. And people need to stop making such a big deal. Some people in the world are awful. That's
much
what it
a deal.
Is. Get over it.
Yeah. All right. Much to do about nothing. Deb Renee, what'd she say?
Deb Renee says, why do people care so much? Follow or don't follow. Use Twitter or don't use Twitter. Stop trying to control what other people say. They don't reflect who you are as a person. Mm. Only you do.
Amen to that.
Yep.
GoodDayShow.com is where you find a lot of these comments. Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, 28 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
French President Emmanuel Macron will be in Washington next week to strengthen ties with the United States. French sources tell Reuters that Macron and President Biden will discuss the U.S. Inflation Reduction Act, a huge subsidy package for U.S. manufacturers that European leaders say could hurt their industries. Republicans are set to take control of the House of Representatives in January. Florida Republican Congressman-elect Laura Lee on Fox News calls on Republicans to prioritize the economy in the new session of Congress.
Voters across the country are feeling the effects of the Biden administration's reckless spending and reckless economic policies. So we need to begin by focusing there, ensuring that we curb excessive and wasteful government spending.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Now, 34 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the top stories from the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find the list every week at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com, and you can comment on any of the things not only going on conversationally here during this program. Some of you hear our Good Day program during the week as well. Hopefully that's the case with most of you. Social media connections on Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. You can get the Good Day download every week. So if you don't hear the program, you can hear the download at gooddayshow.com each day at the end of the program. For example, we were on the air live this week on Thanksgiving, as we are most holidays, with the exception of Christmas and New Year's. I gave into that because many years, Jennifer, we've done Good Day on Christmas and New Year's. And so I guess I'm getting lax and slack in my old age under the circumstances. I'd rather be on the air.
You're prioritizing what's important.
Really? Okay. Good to know. Number four this week on our story list has to do with Mr. Musk and Twitter. Elon Musk says he's going to begin restoring previously banned Twitter accounts next week. A lot of attention, as we've already mentioned here in the countdown, the review, has been on Donald Trump and whether he goes back on Twitter or not. Sounds like a lot of people don't care. But is that going to be the case when you look at all of these moves to undo the policy of permanently suspending people who violate the rules? Are the rules supposed to be changing? Is Musk going to change the rule? He's giving general amnesty to suspended accounts. That's how it's coming across anyway.
Suspended accounts were so one-sided. That's what's so annoying about this.
Right.
Is that can have the Ayatollah in Iran, who is literally a terrorist and killing his own people, and he still can be on Twitter, but Donald Trump can't be on Twitter.
Yeah.
Or for instance, Juanita Broderick. Like, why would they even care about bringing her off of Twitter because she had harsh words and still does for the Clintons? Mm-hmm. I mean, just weird stuff. So,
yeah.
You know, that's the thing is that if Twitter is a private company and they should have their own terms and service contract with their people, but that should be clearly stated to the people that sign up for Twitter, what's appropriate, what's not. And they need to either go after everybody, even handedly, or they need to just let everybody back on the platform. So I think Elon, with the new start, should let everybody back on. So here's our terms and conditions. This is the only way you can get suspended. And then go from there. Like, enough with the banning, especially
well, there was
when you
a
find
poll.
Out the White
the
House
picking
was,
and choosing is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
The poll that was conducted on Twitter on Thanksgiving Day, there were 3 million votes that were used to come up with the results here. 72% of those voting in the poll said they were in favor of amnesty. 27% said no. So there you go. It shows you 2/3 or more were for the amnesty. Let's just move on. I don't know that it's clear yet how Musk and the team is going to sort out which accounts. Is Musk got nothing better to do than sit there and look individually at these accounts and figure out who, I would think a guy that runs a space company and a car company would be a little busy to be looking at individual tweets. Right, wouldn't you think?
Well, I think he's got people and algorithms that do that, yes.
Ah, okay.
But Elon also says, I mean, you know, my job is to tweet now, so he's been doing it. He's been tweeting a lot.
Yeah. All right, so one of the people banned was Marjorie Taylor Greene. Is she still in the apple of Trump's eye for vice president? What do you think? Come on, tell me.
Oh, I don't think she's a candidate for vice president, no.
No.
I do think she's made a deal with Kevin McCarthy, though, because Kevin McCarthy needs almost every Republican to help him become Speaker of the House, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, like, has been saying he needs to be tougher, and he's been pretty tough this week. And
what's an example of that?
Saying that he's, and I love this, by the way, that he's going to go to the border and that he's going to hold hearings on immigration when Republicans are in the lead to figure out why the border is wide open, and they're going to hold the hearings on the border to force Democrats to actually see what's going on, because many of them won't travel to the border to check it out. So that's one. He's talking about removing people from their committee assignments. I think that's a really bad precedent, but someone like Eric Swalwell should be gone because he was compromised by a Chinese spy. He had a romantic relationship, and now he sits on the intelligence committee when he wouldn't even qualify for security clearance. So there are certain things he's been talking about that I think are kind of on the money.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll see where that goes. Anyway, that's more on number four. We have our favorite focus when you're with us, Donald Trump. Couple of things. He's number two this week on the story list, and he's number two this week on the people list, according to Talkers Magazine. So one of the things that people took note of this week was the suit. The New York Adult Survivors Act has taken effect, and so Donald Trump has been sued for allegedly raping this woman in the 1990s. What's her name? E. Jean Carroll, 78 years old, the first one to sue under the Adult Survivors Act. So where is this going to go? Just yet another thing.
This woman has levied these charges, but there just hasn't been enough of anything to make it happen. And so,
but does it fall into the same category, you know, all the things that were said about Chris Noth and all the things that were said about and others who have been accused of illicit sexual stuff, things. They have lost their jobs and their position in society. So there have been accusations against Trump for years. How come he hasn't been eliminated from society's discussion? Is this a double standard?
I think that there are a lot of people who don't like Donald Trump and want to take him down. I also don't want to deny women's stories. I just think that if you are going to come forward, and unfortunately this happens, you know, when you're trying to come forward 30 or 40 years after something happens, what kind of evidence do you have? Because you can't just expect the world to stop if you don't have a lot of evidence. And that's just the unfortunate thing. So, I don't know. These types of things are pretty messy. I tend to look at the timing of them. you know, as to how she popped up in 2016. Now she's popping up again in 2022.
But that's not my point. When you look at the careers of a lot of people who have been well-known, who have been accused of stuff, and yet there's nothing that comes after it. There's not one bit of information. Chris Noth was accused, and that was it.
And
that's been well over a year ago. Nothing.
I know, that's so infuriating. You're right about that. Yeah.
So if it happened to him and he lost his career as an actor, why doesn't Trump have... Why is it that there's a double standard?
He's still there. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Although I think in many cases it's the backbone. You know, Trump just doesn't let it drive him away.
Well,
whereas maybe, you know, others just let them go away because it's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's see. There's the business of Trump. And what happened, what I didn't say that I probably should have said with regard to him being reinstated is what impact will have on income at Twitter, because some of the civil rights groups are going around to advertisers on Twitter and saying, how dare you advertise on Twitter if Trump is back? And this is a private concern. You know what? You can say what you want, but the intimidation stuff is really getting old. And I know that, feeling that as an advertiser, you know, I'm in the advertising business here. Not that I have stuff that's on the air for the most part that people are going to want to boycott. But if I did have a strong opinion about stuff, I've said things, we're back to advertising MyPillow products. And so I get criticized for doing that. How dare you? That guy is a Trump supporter. Well, you know what? I don't really care whether he's a Trump supporter or not. There is information there. There are 1,500 people that work in that plant, and I feel like the stuff's all made in America, so that's sort of in my wheelhouse. I'll promote that.
People don't have to buy it.
No!
If you don't want to.
You want to buy it? Don't buy it!
Mike Lindell could spew anything he wants. Those pillows are dang good. I like those MyPillows.
Yeah,
and
right.
I always have liked their products. So if you like them because they're good, great. And if you don't want to buy because of politics, then you have the right to do that.
Well, if you do, you can go to MyPillow.com, look at the things in the catalog, and buy them using the discount code DS. How about that for excitement? All right, more from the ladies of the day here on the Talk Radio Are You in a matter of moments. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with the charts for the week of November the 21st to the 25th. Brightly delivered, hopefully, from number 10 to number 1. Number 10, as you might imagine, although you don't know where this might fit in the top 10 list, it was Thanksgiving. And number 9 is space exploration. Pretty exciting what the Artemis Moon mission is doing. At number 8, COVID and RSV. Health in the focus. Number 7, crime is in the focus. Number 6, the Virginia Walmart shootings. Number 5, the war. Number 4, what's going on with changes in big-time business, like Bob Iger going back to Disney and continuing yak about Musk and Twitter. At number 3, the economy, potential rail strike there. Trump and his legal issues is 2, and still politics reigns. Number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The people that try to prepare this and put it at least in your ear once during each hour of our countdown and the information, the ancillary conversations that go with. At number 10 on the people list, Sam Bankman Fried, the fellow involved in Bitcoin and all that sort of thing. Number 9, Abad Vlad Pukin Putin. Number 8 is Elon Musk. Number 7, Mitch McConnell. Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy tied at 6. Lauren Boebert is 5. Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock at 4 tied. Ron DeSantis is in the third position, Donald Trump in the second position, and Joe Biden in number 1. So even though it's Thanksgiving week, we still have the same old list of the same old politicians who seem to be capturing people's attention. So from number 7 to number 1, all politicians, you'd think Thanksgiving, you'd give it a rest. Okay, well, that's my editorial comment, and that's the list here on the countdown. Not to get stuck on the MyPillow stuff, but Jennifer and Jay were just talking about something that happened this week. The fact that Elon Musk was asking about MyPillow. Are they really that good?
Because somebody was
what did Lindell do?
I guess Mike Lindell was off Twitter. Maybe Elon was asking it to bring him back on. And they're like, "What? You know, people are going after him about MyPillow." And he said, is it really that good? So Mike Lindell hears about this and sent a huge box of MyPillows to Elon Musk. And
really?
Hey, that's just a smart business move.
You know,
somebody with his power talking about your product, send away.
Exactly. Bing, bang, boom. Okay, so the Thanksgiving holiday number 10, I'm looking for a list of leftovers that are on that are in your refrigerator, Jennifer, and Jay, your refrigerator. What leftovers do you have, and do you care? We might as well, in terms of this holiday weekend, what are some of the things you do with turkey, with cranberry sauce, with mashed potatoes, stuffing? What do you do?
Continue eating it. The stuffing and the gravy, those are my big, like, I will eat it until it is completely gone, or at least I hit 4 days post.
And then that's it.
Yeah, I had to cut off.
We're going to have a little day, too, I think. Probably Friday nights we usually with my parents, and so I think that'll be left overnight. No DoorDash, no cooking. I think we're going to do leftovers.
I'm looking at recipes for turkey frittatas. I'm trying to remember what a frittata is.
I have a weird thing about chicken or turkey with eggs. Mixing nature way too close.
It's like making a waffle with a turkey. People have chicken waffles.
Chicken and waffles,
turkey waffles. Ay, ay, ay. Unga bunga. No, thank you. And this, by the way, you'll be interested to know, this past week was the biggest week ever for the sale of Tupperware.
Gotta put that stuff somewhere.
So, yeah, right, exactly. There it is. I think one of the good news stories of the week, we were talking about earthquakes. The earthquake in Indonesia that killed 270 people. The earthquake. Did you feel the earthquake in Southern California the other day, Jennifer? Didn't quite get up to L.A.
Nope, I didn't feel it.
Down in Palm Springs and those areas down there. Anyway, a 6-year-old boy was pulled from the debris of the earthquake that hit Indonesia. This young fellow was under the rubble and had survived for over a day in a small village. Isn't that amazing? How do you think with all that stuff on top of what you know, when the earthquake mm-hmm. happens, you know this from your experiences in L.A., Jennifer, when the bridges collapsed in the Norwalk? It wasn't Norwalk. What's it? Northridge.
There was a Northridge earthquake. There was a Whittier earthquake. That was really sizable. Yeah, Northridge was a big one.
The stuff that comes down, the concrete and the debris, has to fall in just the right way mm-hmm. for somebody like this to survive.
Yeah, you create an air pocket.
Yeah, right, and that's what happens. So that's a real miracle. You talk about Thanksgiving miracles or mm-hmm. holiday miracles. That's really, that's an example of it, because there were about 2,000 people or more that had been hurt, 61,000 people displaced there. There were 56,000 houses that were damaged or destroyed, because they don't have the same, you know, it has more of an impact there because they don't have the same quality standards for building. All right, ladies, we'll take a pause here. It's 49, no, actually, it's 10 before the hour. 50 minutes past on the countdown overview.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back at 53 past the hour to our Talk Radio Review. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is one element here in all of this, where we get people to think about what Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, has to say about the issues of the week. They're the ones that do the list. And then we have Jennifer Horn, who's here from KRLA, Jay Kirshner, who's here from the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. So in terms of the economy, at number three this week, the higher prices, as we were talking about the holiday shopping season on and off this hour. It's Black Friday, and I think I said at one point on one of the hours that we were talking about this, Jay, that prices are up 12% to 14% across the board, and that's at this point. Who knows whether they're going to go higher, because there are a lot of things that are in short supply, or mm-hmm. that, you know, people are just, the stores are running out of stuff. It's harder and harder to find deals, and the inflation, all of that stuff, I don't know. And because I the angle that's taken by some news media organizations, here we go. This is the headline. This year, the poor are buckling under inflation, but the rich continue to spend. Yeah, let's hear it. Let's go get those bad people who spend money because they're rich.
Well, there's what also the such a big market for resale where you have people who can't afford certain things buying up the hot ticket items and then reselling them at a higher price, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we've become so commercial. We've become so focused on the holiday shopping season. If you're a retailer, I think every year we hear that it takes till Thanksgiving for people to pay their expenses, and their profit comes between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Well, okay, if that's the way your business works, but doesn't that spoil the whole idea? What is Christmas really supposed to be about? Isn't that what we ought to be talking about instead of Big Friday, Black Friday?
Trampling people in line.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's all greed and avarice and who gets in the... I just think that it spoils. For me, this is literally the most wonderful time of the year. Jennifer's been with me for a long, long time, and Jay and I were talking about this the other day. I don't care about pretty much any other holiday. It's birthdays and Christmas that mean the most to me. That's just my read on all of this stuff. And so the fact that we have so much attention on what really isn't Christmas, the business about goodwill toward men and all of that sort of thing, which is, you know, then we couple it with, if you look at the story list this week, all the shootings, the stuff that's, you know, not only here in our country, but the unrest and the dis-ease around the world. As a matter of fact, one of the biggest problems in the world this past week has been in China, where they're locking down people because what they caused, now the consequences are coming back to roost, where there are millions of people. Well, first of all, millions of people have died in China in the last couple of years because of COVID and related diseases. But now they're locking people in their homes, the quarantines in China, and there are a lot of people, you know, on the list this week at number 9, Putin tied with Xi Jinping. I never pronounced his name right, and I don't really care. Anyway, there's a lot of defiance going on, ladies in China, because he's been branded as an authoritarian. Hello, duh. Yeah. He's a commie, for God's sakes. What do you think they do? This
the
is
fact
not
that
a...
they call him president is ridiculous. He's Chairman Xi. Chairman,
yeah.
That's how it
right.
goes.
Right, chairman of the Communist Party, and he's the leader of the Communist Party, and a lot of people they're sick of it, and the Chinese are getting to be pretty uncomfortable, especially since their economy has gone into the tank as well. So they're reaping the rewards of all of this stuff. Also, in terms of number 9 on the people list, Bad Vlad, parent company of Yandex, which is Google in Russia, is cutting ties with the Kremlin because of all of the stuff regarding the war and the human conditions. I thought that was kind of interesting. Yeah, so I'm expecting any day you'll see this guy that runs this company in a gutter somewhere with his arms chopped off or something. That's what they do with him. So, all right, ladies, you didn't have much chance to comment because I was off on a toot.
You didn't have much time.
All right. Thanks for your interest and your attention. 59 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GC GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.